This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Scott Howell.
Hello, neighbors of Cleveland and Chattanooga. Welcome to another edition of the Good Neighbor Podcast, brought to you by the Friends and Neighbors Group. My name is Scott Howell, and I'm your host. Joining me today is our good neighbor, Christine Waldrop at Bloom Floral and Gifts. Welcome, Christine. Thank you for being our special guest today on the Good Neighbor Podcast.
Thank you so much, Scott, for having me. Glad to be here.
My pleasure. My pleasure. So, you know, we're here today to learn a little bit more about you, yourself and your business. So let me just start off with a personal question. Would you like to share anything with our listeners about yourself and your family?
Sure. We have been in the Chattanooga area since 87, my husband and I. We have two daughters that are grown and married now and soon to be a grandparent for the first time. So very exciting times for us as a family, for sure.
Well, congratulations. That sounds like a lot of fun, having a grandbaby around.
Yep.
Well, Christine, tell us about your business. Tell us about Bloom Floral and Gifts.
Sure. So Bloom, we are a florist, obviously. We do anything related to flowers, whether it be for a birthday, anniversary, or a wedding, or big, huge event. We do it all when it comes to floral. We also do event design work. So if you need, say you're having a big corporate event, we can work with you on that. Just designing things throughout your whole event, beyond just floral, but just decor or whatever it is that you might need for large events as well. And then we also have a huge gift shop. So we are, and I like to say, we're not your typical floral gift shop. We are a specialty gift shop, and we have everything that you can imagine for men, babies, food, just self-care, whatever. We have something pretty much for everyone in our gift shop as well.
You know, Christine, we talked about this briefly before we started recording, but I think it's noteworthy to mention a lot of people that might look for you or might reach out might not be aware of the unique spelling of your business name. And yeah. So I wanted to share that it's spelled, for all our listeners out there, it's spelled B-L-L-U-U-M, Bloom. And would you share that story you told me about how you came up with that name?
Sure. So whenever I decided to formalize this business, my daughter, she is works in branding and conceptual branding. And so I asked her to help me come up with a unique name. And she happened to take German in college. And so from that, we came up with Bloom, you know, a different variation of that spelling. And so that's where that name came from.
Okay. I just thought that was very unique, and our listeners would enjoy that, hearing that story. Mm-hmm. I'm going to ask you to repeat that spelling at the end of the podcast, but I just wanted to share that story while we're talking about your business.
Sure. Thank you.
Yeah. So tell our listeners about your journey. How did you come to get into the floral business?
Well, if I really look way back, my journey started probably when I was 6 or 7 years old. I realize now, I was at the side of my great grandmother many a time. Now that I look back and realize, I watched her arranging flowers, whether it be to take to somebody who was ill or to church or whatever. So I definitely know that my roots in floral design come from her. But my journey as far as, you know, actually working with them myself began when I was 25. I was asked to do a wedding. And so I did my first wedding at 25, the whole thing. So that the design part of the decor and the floral as well, planning all of that. And through the years, I worked on many different events or different occasions where I would do flowers, but I'm actually a nurse. I was a nurse first, and then had children many years later and raised them, and just throughout that whole time, you know, worked again with planning lots of parties and events and working in flowers. And that just continued to grow and until my daughter, my youngest daughter, was a junior in high school. And I started getting asked to do it a lot more, and it just started really growing. And I worked out of my garage, actually our garage, I say, for 3 years. And my husband had, he was ready to have his garage back. And so we started looking for a brick and mortar location, and we found that in 19, and I opened my brick and mortar storefront in January of 2020.
Wow. That was during some trying times too, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yes. I didn't know it yet. I didn't know it at the time when it opened, but yeah, that was definitely coming. So.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I'm congratulations for surviving, right?
Yes.
So you talked about a lot of things there, weddings and everything from wedding to event planning and things like that. What, when people go to look for a florist to help them with various types of events, mm-hmm. what are some of the kind of myths and misconceptions that you hear regarding your industry?
I think for me, everybody just assumes that a florist is going to be like your kind of like your FTD florist. And we're very much not that. And I have found that that has been a welcome surprise, I guess, for people, because they're used to, you know, just this is what you get and that's it. But we're very different in that we just really engage each client or customer that calls. And we try to really tailor what we design and what we do to them and whatever their special occasion is. So we're not an FCD florist, and not all florists are. We truly are a floral design center that does things very differently, very uniquely, very personalized, is what I would say. I'm very old school. So I really apply that to my business, and it has worked very well for us to just really get to know the people and the customers and build relationships. And I think that's maybe people aren't used to that. That's not the norm.
Nothing wrong with being old school, right?
No, not at all.
So let's step out of the business realm just a moment and talk about Christine personally. Mm-hmm. What do you do when you're not working? What do you do for fun?
For fun, I like to travel with my family. Definitely love to travel. Love to read. Do a lot of reading. And when we're traveling, I love spending time outside. And so whether it be a national park, a botanical garden, wherever we're going, I definitely love to spend time out in nature. And I love spending time with my friends and family. That's my community. And that's where I draw, you know, a lot of strength from to, you know, just be in business and to work day to day. So that's what I spend most of my time doing.
Okay. I love to read myself, travel too. So I can totally understand that. Getting a little bit more personal now, Christine, mm-hmm. can you describe one hardship or maybe life challenge that you rose above and can now say, you know, because of that challenge that you're stronger or better for it?
Absolutely. And you spoke to it earlier a little bit and didn't even know it, but it was COVID, honestly. For me, that was a huge challenge because we opened 6 weeks before the world shut down. And being a new business owner who's just signed a lease on a business location and you have all of, you know, coolers full of flowers and in this storefront now, and it's not accessible to people, or seems to be, that was something that I will never forget. I will have to tell you, I'm a person of faith, and that is what got me through that, because, you know, I had no idea. None of us did. We didn't know. We just, there were so many unknowns. And the Friday that everything shut down, I had just gotten a huge shipment of flowers in, and I did not lose one single one of those flowers.
Oh.
I was able to use every single one of them with orders that came in, even though, you know, there was a point where we, you know, we couldn't be contacting, direct contact with people or whatever. I still had people calling me to take neighbors, leave them at doorsteps to their neighbors, or ship things, because we did have the gifts. So in spite of that, which every business owner at that time, I know it was just a tremendous challenge and a big unknown, we got through it. And I don't credit myself in any way, shape, or form for that, because I know somebody else was looking out for me with that. And I, you know, and as COVID went along, I was able to grow into my business. If I had, it's almost a blessing, if you can say that, because I was able to grow into it at a pace that was really good for me and my business. Because if I were going at the pace I am now, right from the get-go, just opening a storefront, I would have been so overwhelmed. I think I just wouldn't have known what to do, because we were one of the few florists in our area at that time, and gift shops too. And so I think I would have been extremely overwhelmed. So we were able to grow at a pace that really worked for us and was really good for us. So that challenge, that was huge from
as you said, those were challenging times for most every business owner, especially small business. But wow, just had signed a lease, and then next thing you know, you're shut off. So thankfully, you survived that. That's great. Mm-hmm.
Power of community, honestly, the community is what really, they supported us and got us through that. So there is great strength and power in community.
That's the truth. Amen. What's one thing that you wish your listeners can know about your business? If you could shout it from the rooftop, what's one thing you wish that you could get a message out to everyone?
Everybody knows we do flowers, but they don't realize we have gifts. And I get people coming in almost every day saying, "Oh my goodness, I did not know you had all of this." And so that's a message that we are really trying to drive home this year. Especially kind of our focus is we're a gift shop. We're a huge gift shop. And that is something that I'd love for people to be more aware of. And when people see the name, they know, even if they don't know. But the gifts, that's something that people don't realize that we have.
What type of gifts? When you say gifts, what?
We have all kinds of gifts. The thing about our gifts, it's just not your typical gift shop. We really try to carry things that are unique, one of a kind. We try to carry local artists, little local artisans and vendors as much as possible, and then regionally. So we really focus on those areas first before we reach outside of that. American-made products. We carry a lot of specialty food items, gluten-free things. So a wide variety of gifts, things for celebrations, for parties, food. We carry things for men. Like I said, lots of men's gifts. That has been a really nice surprise for people too, that when we did our market research, we really tried to cover everyone who could possibly need something. We want to be your one-stop shop for everything you would need for a special occasion, to include flowers too. So
that's nice. Wow. That is a wide variety of offerings there. So there's a obvious different ways probably to contact your company, or if you have things online that people can actually go and look at. Kind of share with us your different ways of contact.
Sure. So you can contact us via phone first. Our phone number is 423-541 6767. And then our address, we are located at 5243 Little Debbie Parkway, and we're suite 109 here in Ottawa, Tennessee. And then you can also find us on social media. We are on Instagram at Bloom, BLUUMFED. So that's our Instagram handle. And then you can find us on Facebook under Bloom. And then our website is bloom.com.
Okay. All right. Well, I have certainly enjoyed getting to know you today and learning more about your business. If you hadn't shared with us about the different variety of gifts, I wouldn't have never known. So thank you for sharing that with us today.
Absolutely. And thank you so much for the invitation and to speak with you. I really appreciate it.
It's our pleasure. You were nominated by someone and they really thought a lot of you. So
thank you. That was very, very kind.
To all you good neighbors of the Cleveland and the Chattanooga area, after meeting Christine and learning more about Bloom Floral and Gifts, we hope you'll take a moment to consider all she has to offer there. And remember her when you need or want the products and services that she provides. And before ending this episode, I would like to thank you all for taking the time out of your busy day to visit with us at the Good Neighbor Podcast. Always remember to support the locally owned and or operated businesses in the Cleveland and the greater Chattanooga area. They are the backbone of our community. Mm-hmm. This is Scott Howell with the Friends and Neighbors Group. Everyone go out and make this a remarkable day.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpcleveland.com. That's gnpcleveland.com. Or call 423-380-1984.